Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are in Edmonton, third quarter, going to get underway soon on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. Riders down 17, near must-win game for your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Calgary losing to Winnipeg yesterday means they're even on wins. A Saskatchewan win, they would have one more win despite not having the tiebreaker. And Edmonton is going to kick off into the suspected breeze to start the third quarter. That's interesting that Edmonton has chosen, I'm guessing they've chosen the win because you wouldn't really elect a kickoff. They've chosen the win for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so maybe they've made the decision that this wind is going to be a factor.
Well, and
I'm not a weather expert. I never know what the wind's going to change like and all that sort of stuff. I was a defensive lineman. I barely noticed it.
35-yard line for O'Neill's kick, and we are finally underway, taken at the 25-yard line. Straight up field is Purifoy. He's wrestled down at the 35-yard line. Looks like Money Hunter is in on the tackle, and the Riders will begin first and 10 from their own 35. So the Riders, in essence, get an extra possession, right? They start the first quarter by getting the ball. They start the third quarter by getting the ball.
You'll see the adjustments that they've decided to make pretty early on here, especially if the Eskimos continue with their pressure pack.
Watson, Arsenault, Shaq, Naaman, and Kyron Moore. So five receiver package with William Powell in the backfield here on first and 10. Fajardo barking out the signals. Five-man pressure, play action, gun to Kyron on a slant, 45, 50, 55. He made a tackler miss. He missed Hoover miss. A big pickup, 20-plus yards, and a Rider first down.
And remember, we said that if the Riders were able to get their ground game going, the Essex are going to have to respect the run. Here, the run actually sucks up the linebackers, and Kyron Moore does a great job of acting like it's going to be a run, right? Approaches it like he's a blocker, and then, boom, hits a slant to the inside. The Riders have a first down on the middle of the field.
Left hash mark, first and 10. Powell offset to the right. They will give it to Powell, left side, just across the 55, brought down 54, maybe the 53. Looks like Jovan Santos Knox on the tackle for a minimal gain.
Yeah, Jovan Santos Knox, such a productive player in the Winnipeg Blue Bombers defense for those years, and comes here. This is his first start of the year, which is really surprising. The Riders are in second and 9.
From the Edmonton 54, three receivers wide. Fajardo looking into that short side, Naaman a little slant, 50. Wrestled down or knocked down, spinning. They'll mark him. Need a first down just across the 45. They mark him at the 46. So it'll be third down and a yard plus.
Well, I don't like this. Looks like the punt team's about to come out.
You went for it on third and two going this direction early.
If I'm the Saskatchewan Rough Riders here.
Are you coming around to my side on stuff like this?
No, I'm just.
Is this happening?
Right now I'm playing the situation. I'm not smart enough to run numbers that quickly, so I got to speak from experience every time.
John Ryan will punt from the 47-yard line. They'll motion some bodies around. Are they going to go an onside punt? They're lining up for it. Edom Gagne and a third man lined up onside. 8 on the play clock, 6-5. Taking a time count here wouldn't be bad either if you don't get the look you want, and that's what's going to happen.
One of the things that also happened there. Saskatchewan number 9. This is a 5-yard penalty. It will remain third down.
When they split all the guys out to the right like that, I think they were looking for the entire front seven of that punt return unit for the Eskimos to shift. And if they had shifted to the Riders' right, I think you were going to see a direct snap to Brian Bennett and a run to the left. So I think that the onside kick look was just to set up a run to the left, the way they came out and the way they waited for the look to happen.
Ryan will punt this one from the Edmonton 52. It hangs up. It'll be fielded by Glass at the 11 on the numbers. Flag down for no yards. Chad Jeter wrestles him down immediately. No return and then some extra words for the returner. And some scrapping will ensue. Words no and yards. Shoves.
Number Saskatchewan, number 28, 15-yard penalty. First down.
I just don't see it. I don't see the 5-yard. I don't see the 5-yard rule broken here.
Luchez Purifoy called for the 15-yard, no yards. We will go to break. Eskimos have possession in their own end. When we return, Riders down 10, 12-18 to go in the third on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 12-18 remains in the third quarter here in Edmonton. The Riders down 17-7 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network for AGCO and SaskTel. The Eskimos getting their first possession of the second half. Micah Johnson back in there at defensive tackle with Mac Henry. As it looks like left to right, the entire starting defense on the field for this one. They will line up four on the line of scrimmage. Hand off, it's Cooper in the backfield. Not much room for him. He'll fall forward across the 30, skid just across it, call it a pickup of four.
And Saskatchewan was playing run the entire way. Luchez Purifoy, the strong side halfback, is up near the linebacker at linebacker depth, and he's one of the first ones in on this tackle. Second and six now for the Edmonton Eskimos.
Eskimos not going to the huddle. You hear Harris clapping. He wants this play to go. Empty the backfield, 3-by-3.
Jason Shivers, they've got four running backs on the field in this formation. I honestly can't remember the last time I saw that in the CFL. What are you thinking as the defensive coordinator?
Well, I'm thinking run, play, action, and I was like, we had to come up with a new signal on the sideline because, like you say, that's not something prevalent in the CFL. And so when they pulled that out, it was like, okay, you're going to run or you're going to do play action. Okay, we're going to have a run stout defense as far as our front, but then we'll play a simple zone and we'll see how you guys come and line up because, of course, you know, they can put those backs anywhere, make all types of different formations.
Riders still showing just four on the line of scrimmage. Harris sending out some new signals now. Solomon El-Mimian adjusts his defensive tackles, creeps up, five men coming. Harris guns quickly. Tavares on a slant in front of LJ McCray. Had to go to the ground to catch it. Looks like he did make that catch for a pickup of eight.
One of the adjustments that Saskatchewan might want to consider making is playing a little bit of press man to the field. That's the second or third time now that they've thrown to LJ McCray's side, but he's really had not much of a chance to defend anything because he's been playing so far off the actual receivers.
First and 10 Eskimos. They have four running backs on the field right now. McCarty, Taylor, Tuck, and Shaq Cooper. Three of them going left. Play action. They'll dump it off to one of them. 40. Solomon El-Mimian with a tackle at the 42-yard line. Pardon me, that was Greg Ellingson with the catch. I haven't seen that in some time. And that'll be a pickup of six.
So they tried to get a bunch of blockers out in front of Ellingson, but Cam Judge did a fantastic job by playing the block and essentially setting an edge and forcing Ellingson back in the middle where Solomon El-Mimian cleaned him up. Still got 6 yards out of it, second four.
From the left hash mark at the 44-yard line, three receivers into the short side, Moncrief creeping up, four-man pressure including Judge. Harris is all day, dumps it off across the middle. Big hit from Charleston Hughes. He cracked the receiver. Was that Tavon Smith? Or it was Tavon Smith at the 49-yard line. Good for an Eskimos first down.
Charleston Hughes was playing the running back one-on-one in coverage, and he turns around when he realizes the running back's too close to the sideline to have an effect on the play, makes a tackle. Unfortunately, the Esks are rolling it. They got a first down out of that one.
Hughes now with a career high in tackles on the season. Congratulations to him. Three-man front, tight front. Harris guns wide. Tavon Smith, 52, with Edmund Chase, turns upfield into Rider territory. Mark him out at the 49-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 12 and another Eskimos first down.
And now it's Edmonton getting the Riders moving east to west. Tavon Smith gets hit in the flat, and Edom, just out of alignment, is out-leveraged. Tavon Smith goes and gets a first down for the Esk. They're rolling. They pass midfield, they're on the Riders 49.
Riders down 10, 9:25 left here in the third quarter. Smith will be the boundary wide receiver. Nick Marshall will go up to him in press coverage. Harris straight drop, looking to his left. Sails for the safety valve. Bang! Luchez Purifoy with a huge hit on Ricky Collins.
Oh,
incomplete. A just death pass from Harris to Collins. Incomplete.
Mike Adam, what a hit by Purifoy.
You look at Purifoy, he's not the biggest guy, but man, he can hit with the best of them. And you can see the energy that you know, that comes out of him after he makes a big hit. If you watch his tape over the year, and this is why I said I was surprised he didn't get an all-star, but he was bringing that wood all year round, and that's the kind of player you've come to expect from him.
Jason Shivers.
On that particular play, he played his technique perfect. When I told to the players, I was like, you know, that play was a work of art. You were painting a masterpiece on that one particular play. He understood he was getting high, low, so he had a Ricky Collins in front of him, but he also had a route going deeper behind him, and he played his technique perfectly. Those are the type of plays that are those momentum, those game-changing plays, you know, where the physicality makes Ricky Collins now maybe think twice when he's on the strong side of the field and he has his back turned to a defender.
Collins must owe Harris some money because Harris telegraphed this, and Luchez Purifoy, he saw the ball, he realized he wasn't going to have a chance at the pick, so instead he just decided to take the ribs of Ricky Collins Jr. and put them on the grill. It is now 2nd and 10 for the Esks, and Ricky Collins Jr. says, okay, I'm going to give Harris his money that I owe him from that poker game because I don't want to live through too many of those throws.
Harris immediately went over to him and said, sorry. Collins said, it's fine. Smart hit by Purifoy. Laid a lick and nowhere near a penalty. 2nd and 10 from the 49. Five-man pressure. Harris up top and through the hands of DeForest Daniels. Nick Marshall lets him know about it.
Yeah.
That would have been a very tough catch.
Yeah.
Incomplete third down Eskimos.
DeForest Daniels wasn't expecting this football. He was expecting to have a little bit more time running his seam route up the numbers here. And he actually had position on Nick Marshall. But Harris missed through the ball. He put it to the outside shoulder of him. If he had put it to the inside shoulder, that might have been a touchdown for the Esks. Fortunately, they're going to give the ball back to the Riders here, who put two returners back to field the punt.
From Hugh O'Neill, punting from the 49-yard line. You hear them yell, two returners. It's Thigpen and Moore.
Watch that reverse look.
Looks like he's going to go into the boundary side for Thigpen. This is going to fly out of bounds. Where will they mark it? It bounced about the 14-yard line. Where did it actually go out of bounds? They'll say the 16-yard line, so good punt from Hugh O'Neill. Riders start trapped in their own end, 1st and 10. Down 10 points, 8:22 left here in the third quarter in Edmonton. We will go to break. Riders have the ball, down a couple of scores on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 8:22 remains in the third quarter here in Edmonton. Riders down 17-7. We're here for our friends at Vaderstad and McDougal Auctioneers. Oh boy, Edmonton doing everything we kind of thought they would. Riders needing to respond. Fajardo, 12 of 18 for 210. What did we see? 39-50 total yards on the ground for the Riders, including only one carry for Cody Fajardo.
Yeah, we talked about him maybe becoming more involved in the game from a run basis, just the way the Edmonton Eskimos are getting pressures. I'd like to see some screens and draws.
16-yard line. Four men coming. Fajardo gunning. Kyron Moore comes open at the 40. Caught. Knocked down by Jordan Hoover, short of the 45-yard line. Big play to Kyron Moore for a pickup of 28.
And it'll add 15 because Cody Fajardo is cracked here at the end of this play.
Major foul. Roughing the passer, Edmonton number 93. A 15-yard penalty will be enforced from the end of the run and a first down.
Kwaku Boateng on the foul.
Yeah, but literally that was the perfect placement of the football for Kyron Moore, and Fajardo gets 15 yards added onto it because Kwaku Boateng loses his mind and hits the quarterback well after he's thrown it. So
8 catches now for Kyron Moore.
Actually, I'm gonna take that back. That wasn't Boateng's fault. Cody Fajardo was knocked into his helmet. So I take that back. From a defensive lineman to a defensive lineman, I apologize.
Eskimos 51-yard line. 1st and 10 Riders. 4 receivers to the wide side, including Manny Arsenault. 5-man pressure. Free up the middle. Fajardo throws it into traffic. Oh, no! And was it picked off? It was. Forrest Hightower has it. There's a flag down.
This flag might save the Riders.
That throw had no chance of anything good.
Well, the problem was Cody Fajardo thought he had zero coverage. There was a safety, but he got smacked again. More guys just coming free.
This flag in the defensive backfield, and the Eskimos are celebrating now.
Well, it might be offensive pass interference.
Wow. Fajardo had a blitzer come right up the middle, right in his face, and that's what you think made him think he had zero coverage? No safety back there?
Not sure what's going on
here. They're going to discuss this, the officials. Now, Naaman Roosevelt is calling the offense back on the field.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on here.
We're about to have both offenses on the field.
Defensive pass interference, Edmonton number zero. Point of the infraction, automatic first down for Saskatchewan.
Run a play.
Don Unamba, the Sam linebacker, called for pass interference.
Referee Al Bradbury, when you're asked to review a play by a coach, what's the minimum number of replay looks that officials will take at a call to decide? Will you take just one look and go, nope, that call's fine, or do you intentionally take multiple looks?
They'll intentionally take multiple looks. The decision can be made very quickly sometimes, and you'll know right away, but you still have to do your due diligence and look and see what's offered for you in case something totally changes your perspective on it.
More guys in the face of Cody Fajardo. He throws up a prayer. Ah. Yeah, Don Unamba did enter. It knocks, I think, what was it, Kyren Moore over?
It was Kyren, yeah. That's a disaster for the Eskimos and terrific for the Riders. Fajardo throws one up into three defenders.
Oh,
Unamba fouled him.
Oh, and Jason Moss is challenging the call.
That's why you were shouting, run a play.
Yeah.
Get it before he challenges. It really looks like Unamba
really
shoves off Kyren Moore. Moore wants to come back to the ball, which ended up 4 or 5 yards to his left.
Yeah, Jason Moss is going to need a lawyer to challenge this one.
Edmonton is challenging the ruling on the field of defensive pass interference on number zero. The play will be reviewed.
Even the referee is like, eh.
I'm not sure how he thinks this is going to get overturned.
He thinks that the receiver didn't have a chance to compete for the football, which he did. But, hey, it's Jason Moss.
Well, we have a review, and we will tell you those are for Nelson Motors and Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Avonlea, Radville, Esteban, Redbirds, and Oxbow. Visit them at nelsonmotors.com. We take a break for the challenge. Do the Riders get to keep this pass interference call or no? We will find out. 7:40 remaining on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 7:40 remains in the third quarter. Riders down 10, awaiting the challenge. Eskimos challenged a defensive pass interference call that went against them. Luke, it was Don Unamba on Kyren Moore. I don't know if it was pass interference, but I don't see how you could overturn this one. And we'll get the call from the
After
official.
After review by the command center, the ruling on the field stands.
Yeah.
Edmonton has charged their final timeout.
You love it. Man, do you love it.
Well, I mean, what do they really think? That was a ridiculous challenge.
It wasn't very good. No, I'm with you on that. There was no chance that was getting overturned unless he just wanted to make a point. First and 10, Riders from the Eskimos 25-yard line. Time to get a touchdown. Play action, blitz coming. Unamba pressure off the right. Cody, did he get it away before he was sacked? He threw it away. Yeah. And they are going to say incomplete. Thank goodness it'll be second and 10.
The Riders just have not had an answer for Philip Lawley's defense and the pressure system that he's implemented here today. And this is, again, Don Unamba coming off the edge. They get Powell over to block him, so really the assignment's right, but Powell just whiffs on Unamba. You got to be a blocking running back in this league.
Eskimos are first in quarterback pressures. They are first in quarterback sacks with 49 on passing plays leading into this game. Second and 10 from the 25. Pressure coming again. It's 5. Fajardo, it holds up. He's got Kyren open to the end zone for the touchdown. Kyren Moore, a beautiful throw from Fajardo, and the Riders are back within 4.
you have three guys to the boundary with, I think, only two guys covering. And I thought, oh, Cody pre-snap looks like he knows he's about to throw a touchdown.
No doubt. We had three verticals to the boundary, and you're exactly right. You can play quarterback. They had two guys over there in the boundary, and so obviously the numbers don't add up. I knew that if they all got out of there, that Naaman was going to, we call it a flying die, where he comes off vertical, and then he kind of settles around 10 to 12 yards. So I knew I had an easy outlet, but I really wanted the touchdown, and it worked out great.
Kyren Moore, when you see that you have three receivers and they have two defenders, you must be expecting someone is going to come across and make it 3-on-3.
Yes, I was expecting at least the other safety to come over and help out.
And he never came, and you're fine with that.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. That's a touchdown.
Wow. It's amazing what happens when you pick up the pressure. This time, Cody Fajardo's got an opportunity to step into the play, makes a beautiful throw. I'm talking about on a dime to Kyren Moore, who's gotten above number 26.
Josh Johnson,
and in front of the safety. Josh Johnson thought his safety was going to help him a little bit more than he was. The Riders register a touchdown here in the middle of the third.
Kyren Moore with his sixth receiving touchdown of the season. That's a big one for the Riders, as Brett Lowther's convert
huge
would make it a three-point game. It is up, and it's Brett Lowther.
It's a huge touchdown. That's Donald Trump huge. Big touchdown for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
I even did
the finger gun there.
As I fell asleep watching our cartoon president last night, I will refrain from adding on to that. 6:42 left here in the third quarter. Riders back within three. It is 17-14. It is a touchdown drive, and it's brought to you by Ibarasa and Sons. When you're working, they're working. From the owners on down, Ibarasa.com. I'm super impressed with Cody Fajardo so far in this game. He got hit from snap one to now.
Yeah.
He just got whacked on the previous play. Then he goes, oh, we have six protecting on a five-man rush. I'm going to find Kyren Moore, and he's been taking the licks and making the throws.
Edmonton used to have a natural grass field. If they still had a natural grass field, Cody Fajardo's jersey would be green.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. He's been hit that much, and it's been nonstop consistently. He's gotten back up every single time and come out to throw the ball. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that he watched one of the greats in Ricky Ray get up time and time after again and continually making throws.
Kickoff, missed tackle there by Chevrier. It'll be finished off by Chad Jeter on the kickoff return. Edmonton will start just inside their own 40-yard line. First and 10. Fajardo, 14 of 21, so completing 67% of his passes. A very nice 263 yards and one touchdown. Edmonton as a defense only allows 211 passing yards a game, so the Riders already over that by a significant margin with more than 20 minutes to go.
The times that he has managed to throw the ball and complete his throwing motion, I'm talking Cody Fajardo,
yeah.
It's worked out for him.
Couple of backs in the backfield, including Calvin McCarty. Harris on a roll to the right, throws it out. Collins, 42-yard line, little flat route. Luchez Purifoy shoves him into the Riders' bench. It'll be a pickup of around six for second and four.
And again, that's not on Luchez Purifoy per se. It's just the way Edmonton draws this play up. Luchez Purifoy, who's in man defense, is just out-leveraged at the snap of the ball, and he's got a long way to go to make a play on the ball carrier here. Edmonton gets six, even though it looked like they ran for 20.
Just don't miss the tackle, right?
No, you got to just make sure you get the tackle.
Hold them to second and four. Motion Ellingson to the short side. Four-man rush. Harris looking to the field. Harris throws it up top for Daniels. This could be picked. LJ
yep.
McCray at the 35.
Yep.
Beautifully done. McCray got underneath the Boris Daniels, and the Riders have another turnover.
This is great. Remember in the pregame, DT, we said that, hey, maybe take away the first 5 yards. And that's exactly what they did. Trevor Harris had a crosser. Solomon Alamimian showed his face, talked him out of it. Harris went for the deep ball, and McCray plays it perfectly. Another turnover for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and this game is slowly starting to turn.
Trevor Harris, two interceptions so far.
This is just fantastic job. Sorry, DT.
Yeah, no.
Competing for a jump ball by LJ McCray.
Trevor Harris, two picks in this game. He had four all season leading into this game, and that was in 12 starts. So the Riders really taking it to them. And we know what the Riders are great at, getting points off of turnover. First and 10, it's Powell from his 36, 40, 45, cutting back 50, carrying a man to the 54-yard line. There's the William Powell we know with a pickup of 18.
And they did it with their personnel group that they run a lot of passes out of. Now, because of the success of Powell's run, Brendan Labatt doing a great job finding someone in the block at the second level and giving Powell that room. Now, those play-action fakes, Edmonton's got to respect them.
Forced mixed tackles from Nick Usher and Money Hunter. First and 10 Riders from the 54, just under five left here in the third. Give it to Powell up the middle, 55, across to the Eskimos 53, maybe 52-yard line. We'll call it a pickup of three. Larry Dean in on the tackle.
Corey Watson coming in as a blocker. He goes left to right across the formation, gets the block on the end man in the line of scrimmage. And there's not a ton of room, not a ton of guys getting knocked off the football. There's a little bit. Powell extracts the space that's available. It is now second and seven.
See what the Riders can do in this second and long situation. Kyron Moore, second receiver to the wide side. They'll motion Corey Watson over there as well. Blitz coming five and six now. Fajardo guns for Shaq at the 45. Did he come back to make that catch? Beautifully done on Josh Johnson.
Run a play.
And Shaq Evans, they can't challenge. They don't have a timeout, so might as well let
Dylan
it happen.
Blake's even saying, run a play.
First down, Riders at the 45, and Fajardo is right to the line of scrimmage. No chance to breathe. Give it to Powell up the middle. Dance, dance, 40, 35. He'll cut outside. Arsenal with the block, gets him to the corner, 30. Cuts back.
Manny.
26-yard line. Manny Arsenal blocking, what, 10 yards downfield?
What I tell you.
Rider first down.
That's the reason why JWL isn't playing today. Because Manny Arsenal came to play, and there's only one football. You need everybody doing their job. Manny Arsenal throwing the final block to free Powell up the sideline. Great work by number 84. That's what a vet does.
First and 10 Riders at the 27, and man, the life is back. Shaq Evans, the lone receiver to the short side of the field. Tight end to his side. Fake the handoff. Fajardo still got it. Dumps it underneath the Shaq. 25, 20, 15, 10. Shaq forced out of bounds by Forrest Hightower at the 5-yard line. Just ran away from Josh Johnson for the gain of 22.
We talked about the Riders' DBs getting out-leveraged strictly through formation, and now it's the Riders' turn. They run Shaq from left to right, and because he's in motion, he automatically gets the guy in coverage behind him. Little quick dump off. Shaq's got a first down around the Edmonton 5.
First and goal from the 5 as Shaq and Kyron both well over 100 yards in this game. Fajardo, little stutter count, then he'll reset the offense. Jacoby Cofield pointing out a man to Brendan Labatt. Fajardo looking to the field, three men wide. Manny on a slant for the touchdown! Manny Arsenal! Touchdowns in back-to-back games for the Manny Show, and the Riders have the lead.
One-on-one coverage, double slant route to the left of Cody Fajardo. Absolute dime to number 84. Riders back on top.
Manny, your final catch the last time you played was a touchdown. This is a touchdown.
Back-to-back catches, you had scores. I thought that was poignant.
Oh, yeah, man. You just know. I was out there just trying to make the most of my opportunities and just do what it is I got to do. You know, guys always expect me to make plays and look forward to me making plays. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Got underneath of Forrest Hightower, and he's got, 4 inches and I'm going to say 40 pounds on Forrest Hightower.
But it's the block.
Oh, so good.
The touchdown pass is great, and the touchdown catch is great, but it's the block that number 84 threw for William Powell to get that whole thing rolling.
Brett Lowther with a convert kick. It is up, and it is good. 2:21 remains in the third quarter. The Riders, they were down 10. Back-to-back touchdowns, they now lead it 21-17. Is the final. That is a chance for us to go to break for Redhead Equipment.
Did I say the final?
Pardon me.
Hold on, DT. You're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah. I want it to be over because I want the Riders to be
in first place. Game's over right now. We're out.
we're going to break. There is 17 minutes of football remaining on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 2:21 21 remains in the third quarter. The Riders now up 21-17. Manny Arsenault's last catch in the Toronto game, a touchdown. His first catch in the Edmonton game, a touchdown as well. And Lukey, talk about the block. It maybe got Kyren Moore 4 more yards, but I feel like that's a play that a running Kyren in that case goes, oh man, this guy's on my side. I'm now super jacked about this.
Absolutely. Where you see it is in the film room.
Okay.
Because you anticipate it and you say, oh man, this is great. But look at number 84. 84 is doing the work we need you guys to do. He's leading by example.
Brett Lowther's kick will be fielded by Glass at the 12-yard line. He's going to go all the way to the right. Dropped down by Ailey Buka, shy of the 20-yard line. Nice diving tackle that Buka lets the crowd know about. And Edmonton caught deep in their own end. First and 10, now trailing by 4 points.
I'll tell you, I can't say enough about guys that do their job. It's the thing that makes the Patriots and Bill Belichick so great. All they ask is for all you've got from play to play. Do your job. And Manny was a huge reason that entire series was successful. Let's see if the defense now can capitalize on the momentum.
Edmonton first and 10 from their own 18 as we get down to about 2 minutes remaining. Three receivers to the wide side, a tight end with Cooper in the backfield. They will give it to Cooper. Dance 20. Cooper to the 25-yard line. A.C. Leonard in on the tackle after a pickup of about 7.
And you see a little bit of the elusiveness that we were talking about with Shaq Cooper. Really nowhere to go here. And he does a little jitterbug here at the top of the play and manages to get 7 yards out of something he should have maybe gotten 1 out of at the most.
Charleston Hughes providing the initial change of direction for Cooper. 2nd and 3. Now from the 25, they will give it to Cooper again, straight up the middle, straight into the pile and across the 30-yard line. That'll be good for an Eskimos first down.
And that's what the offensive coordinators in this league like, a guy who can juke you out of your socks, but when you ask him to go get a yard or two, it's straight downhill, no questions asked, don't look to go anywhere, get the first down. Good play by Cooper.
From the 31-yard line down to the 1 minute mark. Tight end to the right. They'll send 4 receivers out to the wide side, including Ellingson. And they'll give it to Cooper again, straight up the middle. 35, pardon me, where he is met by Ed Gainey and friends.
Yeah, now it's Edmonton's turn to try to get the run on their side so those linebackers from Saskatchewan start sucking up on those play actions. I mean, one of the reasons why their interception happened was because Harris didn't get Solomon Elamimian to bite down on the crossing route because there was no run threat.
Right.
So now that they're manufacturing some yards on the ground, those linebackers might start creeping up a little bit and they might be able to get over the top. That's the theory at least.
Edmonton shuttling players in and out. This is 2nd and 6th play. They bring on Ajay, Devon Smith, and DeVaris Daniels. Riders show 5. Solomon drops off. Harris hesitates. Knocked down. Intended for DeVaris Daniels. Nick Marshall having none of it. And it'll be 3rd down.
And Nick Marshall, one of the adjustments he's made is he's cut down the space in which he's giving the receiver at the line of scrimmage on the snap. So there's a lot less space for this receiver to move around. And Nick Marshall makes a fantastic defensive play, getting his hand on the inside and knocking the ball down to get the Eskimos in a punt situation.
And he had the arm ready to wrap the guy up.
Yeah.
If he didn't get the knockdown,
yeah,
he was getting the tackle and holding DeVaris to little gain. Beautifully done.
Well, right now, the Riders, with all this momentum, you got to think that the Edmonton Eskimos fan base is pretty nervous about this next possession, especially headed into the fourth quarter.
This will be the final play of the third. Marcus Thigpen standing just inside his own 40. Man, a punt return touchdown would really put a capper on this one. 45, Thigpen made one man miss down at the 47-yard line, and 3 quarters are in the books. The scoreboard for Quality Tire. At Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. The Riders turn it around in the third, leading 21-17 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We are through 3 quarters here in Edmonton. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender with you as the Riders now lead it 21-17, 14 points in that third quarter. Kyron Moore touchdown, beautifully done. And Manny Arsenault with a little five-yard touchdown as well. Back-to-back receptions for Arsenault, though they came four games apart. Back-to-back touchdowns for Arsenault. No sacks, but our QB sacks are brought to you by Mako. Had a collision of your own? Want to get it perfect again? Better get Mako. Riders could really do some damage with another score here.
They got to stop letting leaks happen up the middle, but you're right. A touchdown here.
I don't know where Edmonton goes if the Riders score here and make this a two-score game. Fajardo looking to the field, now to the boundary. Now scrambles out to his right. He'll just throw this one away. Throws it. It was completed on the sidelines to, I believe, Ailey Puka. He, of course, is on the bench, so that does not count. It'll be second and 10.
That was probably one of the most responsible plays that Cody's had all day. He might have had a real inclination to try to give a go ball here up the right sideline. I think it was to Naaman Roosevelt, but he elected to throw it out of bounds. I really think that it might have been picked had he tried to get that ball up the sideline.
Manny Arsenault is the wide receiver to the short side. Shaq Evans is the wide receiver to the field side. They clear out the backfield. Here come five. Pressure. Fajardo almost escaped at the middle, but he'll be sacked at the 43-yard line. Another sack for the Eskimos, their third of the game, and it'll be
just an absolute jailbreak up the middle again. And what may be worse is that even when guys are being blocked, they're still being blocked into the lap of Cody Fajardo. Here, he tries to take off up the middle, but
Mike Moore gets
him. That was more out of necessity than anything. Watson there having a little bit of a problem blocking the oncoming linebacker.
Third down for the Riders. So John Ryan on to punt. Line of scrimmage is his own 44-yard line. He can unleash one into this breeze. Snap is good. Ryan's kick will hang and be taken at the 31-yard line. No yards on this one, thankfully. Tackle missed. And Tyquan Glass is brought down by Jorgen Hoos at just across the 35-yard line. That is where the Eskimos will start with 13:29 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
All those games on the West Coast in Seattle. I got to imagine that in this cold weather in the middle of Canada, that it's like kicking a rock for the punter. And not only is the rock hard to kick right now, Mike Edom is down. He's been playing hurt, you can tell. He's been toughing it out as you would expect a veteran of many years would do. Hopefully he's just dinged up here and he'll be able to come back in the game. Looks like, in terms of changes, we're used to seeing Dearborn come in, but
it'll be Buka this
time. Yeah, as of late, they've been putting Buka back in at safety, or also getting Judge to drop back and making Buka be one of the cover guys, depending on what offensive package the opponent has out there.
Buka got his first career interception in the game in BC, and it's got to be hard. One, it's got to be hard to be Canadian because you need to go everywhere. He's been boundary halfback, field side halfback. He's been at safety. Now he'll be at safety this time.
Yeah.
He's got to be ready for so much in that defensive backfield because they don't travel too many defensive backs.
Ailey Buka reminds me a lot of Paul Waldo, one of our fantastic broadcasters on the pregame. And the reason why I say that is Waldo was capable of giving you really solid reps on any part of the defense in the secondary. You wouldn't want him playing linebacker or defensive line, obviously, but Waldo could come in and plug in and give you great reps from any position in that secondary. And Buka is becoming that guy. He's becoming a guy that they can depend on in the crunch to give you solid reps. And they also have guys like Cam Judge out there, Derek Moncrief, to help out when strategically they need matchups.
Edom dealing with an injured right leg, being helped off the field. Our injury reports are brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. The segment of the game for Quality Tire and Young's Equipment. Eskimos first and 10 from their own 37-yard line with 13:22 remaining in the fourth. Five men on the line for the Riders. Straight drop. Harris has nobody. Scrambles. Complete underneath. Bang. Puka missed the tackle on Ellingson. Gets across the 50-yard line to the 51. Pick up a 14 and an Eskimos first down.
Yeah, why wouldn't we give Ailey Buka a pleasant scouting report. He goes and misses a tackle. This is, again, a ton of time for Trevor Harris to move around, and he gets outside the pocket, and Solomon Elamimian's got to commit to him, and that's where the receiver broke open.
Four receivers to the wide side. They'll motion a couple of them back into the backfield to provide some blocking for Cooper. Left side made a man miss, spinning off, not getting away from Ed Gainey, but getting a couple of yards after contact for a pickup of six.
Yeah, and what we saw there is maybe some information gathering from Jason Moss. When he hands the ball off to Cooper, he gets Trevor Harris to break out to the side to see if anybody goes with him. Nobody went with Harris, so that's something that Moss can tick off, is maybe giving him some flat route protection, but also getting him to run should the down and distance be like second and one or two.
A couple of backs come off the field for the Eskimos. DeVaris Daniels and Tavon Smith come on. Daniels will be the wide receiver to the field side for the second and four play. Two by two. Mac Henry got a good release. Harris forced a scramble to his right. Ellingson complete. Gainey forces him out of bounds. Greg bleeping Ellingson, and it's an Eskimos first down.
It's a good matchup that they've gone to a couple times now. Ellingson versus Ed Gainey, and here he's just running a comeback route to the outside. Back down, and Trevor Harris puts it where only Ellingson's going to get it, and Ed Gainey can't do anything but usher him out of bounds. It's first and 10 on the Riders, 47.
Not an easy catch for Ellingson, as he was a little wrong-footed at the time he had to go up to get it, but your 1,000-yard receiver 5 years in a row,
yeah,
for a reason. From the 47, Shaq Cooper left side. Bounced off of A.C. Leonard. Then Derek Moncrief missed as well. He's going to get about 3 yards. Hopefully Leonard is okay, taking an extra second to get up.
Yeah, A.C. Leonard's gotten his helmet in on a ton of these tackles.
He's coming off
the line of scrimmage, and he's going to remain down right now, so that's going to bring in probably Chad Jeter.
Leonard might have gotten taken one in the head on this one, just the way the contact happened. You hope everything will be okay. Trainers come on to meet him. He gets up and walks off the field under his own power. Mac Henry is on a knee as well as Jeter comes onto the field.
Well,
for
Mac's
Leonard.
Probably just tired.
But. Yeah.
That's my guy, but
it's hard pushing 350-pound loads 50 times.
I can't tell you enough good things about Mac Henry.
Yeah.
On the field and off the field, man. And if you ever look into his life, just a tremendous story.
He might never be the defensive star of the game because he curses a lot when you put a microphone in front of him.
Hey, man, kid's from the sixth.
That's a good dude. Second and 8 from the 45. Harris, quick throw, low to Tavon Smith. Great catch to pick that off the turf at the 39-yard line, short of the first down. That's a tough catch.
Well, you said it best. Great catch. He just plucks this off the ground. The replay is going to see if it bounced or not, and this is just Julian Edelman circa Super Bowl, whatever year it was, just plucking it from the grips of death that the turf was trying to. Oh, this is just a fantastic catch.
Sean White coming on for the field goal attempt. He pins it, or puts the tee down just outside the 46-yard line, right hash mark. White, the best kicker in the league this season, will try to make this a one-point game. Marcus Thigpen in the end zone, just in case. Snap, good. White's kick is up. Up, and it's wide to the right. Good. Here comes Thigpen. 5, 10, 15, spins, and he'll be down at the 18-yard line. Sean White with just his sixth miss of the season.
Yeah. Well, 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 what do you know? He's out past the 10-yard line, and he misses.
there have been a lot of short attempts, but on a value basis, the best kicker in the league. But comes up short there, and the Riders are good with that. They lead 21-17 with 9:47 remaining here in the fourth quarter. For Nutrien and AgCo, we go to break on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Oh, man, I'm gassed.
9:47 remains in the fourth quarter. Things that leaked out on the microphone.
Man, I'm telling you, man, my stomach is just... It was a fantastic pregame meal they served us here.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Apparently,
it's Tums or something.
Apparently, there's going to be repercussions on the flight home, though. 21-17, the Riders lead for Quality Tire and Seatmaster. First and 10 from their 18-yard line. Double tight end formation, two receivers wide. Powell in the backfield. Fajardo straight drop looking to the field. Big drop, big wide throw for Naaman. Caught at the 34. Out of bounds in front of Forrest Hightower, 16 yards and a first down.
I'll tell you what, that is a ballsy call from Stephen McAdoo to dial up that route. There were no short receivers there. They were all longer routes, and it had to be a timing route because Naaman took about 12 yards to start coming back to the football, and this is a boundary-to-field throw that he was going to need some time on, and the protection couldn't have been better. They literally needed protection. They got it. Naaman Roosevelt runs about a 20-yard comeback route.
Six linemen on the line. Albert Awachi, also a blocker. They'll give it to Powell up the middle. 35 and drag a man for a couple of yards. Powell with a pickup of about four.
Remind me to ask Coach about that play call. That was a gutsy, as gutsy as it comes right now, considering the way this game has gone. And not a bad run there by Powell after the fact.
Gets about four, so we'll call it second and six. Luke and I are in the broadcast booth brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Search it, watch it, bid on it. Buy the McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. Awachi came off, Watson came on, Shepley came off, Kyron Moore on for him. Second and five from the 39. Five-man pressure, edge. Cody got it off, completed the Powell at the 45. No yards after the catch because Money Hunter made the tackle, but it's William Powell who is money as the first down.
I'll tell you what, I think that this should have been called a roughing the passer. The Eskimos send five again, and Cody Fajardo completes the throw, and he gets smoked after. I would definitely call that as roughing the passer. Too bad it was missed, because that was another 15 yards to be added on.
Shaq and Naaman to the boundary side, first and 10 from the Rider 47. Four-man rush, six protecting. Fajardo going deep for Shaq. Flag down for pass interference. He catches it at the 30 and down at the 26-yard line. He drew the PI call on Josh Johnson. At least that's the area the flag came down. But Shaq with another
legal
big
contact.
Catch.
In that game, you had three catches over 30 yards. And at some point, I think that's just mean to be doing that to a defense. Come on.
Nah, man, I'm just out there having fun. So whoever's in the way, if making you feel bad is part of my fun, then that's just what I got to do. I'm out here to have fun. And that was definitely a fun night. That was like one of the best wins we've had since I've been on the team.
When you see that bat signal beaming into the heavens, number one, Shaq Evans, he's around the football. Fantastic. Again, just... nobody focuses on the ball better than Shaq Evans, in my opinion, in coverage. Because that was decent coverage as well.
Yeah.
He was held and comes up with the rock.
36-yard gain for Shaq, first and 10. He's alone to the boundary here. Give it to Powell up the middle. 25. Still going 20. Thought he would have been stopped in that pile at the 25. Squeezed out five more yards for a pickup of almost eight.
Well, there's a sea of humanity wearing green and gold in front of Powell here. And he's got to step over, around, and through bodies. And at the end of the day, the gain is seven, second and three on the 20 of the Edmonton Eskimos.
Just to the right of the middle of the field. Nobody on the line on the left side. And the Riders will get away with it. Fajardo, look, tucked this to run. He's not going anywhere. Don Unamba has him for a loss. They're going to call this a quarterback sack, but that was a designed run play. And it'll be third down, Riders.
Hey, it's DT. The CFL calls this play a sack when it was clearly a running play. So one big number here is five. The Riders were dinged for five sacks on run plays last season. In reality, their offense allowed only 35 sacks on passing plays, making them fourth in sacks allowed in 2019.
They called that based on how they were having success on the ground. And remember, we said that we might see some play action, and one of the adjustments might be to get Cody Fajardo using his legs a little bit more in the second half. Here, we get that, and Edmonton's all over it. You have to give credit where credit is due. Edmonton sniffed this out the whole way. Don Unamba is tracking Fajardo, probably because he's responsible for the spy, and they end up holding the Riders to this kick attempt.
And if he didn't get him, Matthew Betts might have as well. 30-yard field goal attempt to give the Riders a 7-point lead. Lowther's kick is up and straight on through. 6:18 remaining. The Riders now up 24-17. One of the Eskimos, Nick Usher, tried to get in on that one. Took a little extra second to get up. The Eskimos will just choose to take the ball. First and 10 from their 35. Hey, it's a field goal and $3 off any large pizza at all participating Western Pizza locations. Next Tuesday, Brett Lowther wants you to have a discount on pizza. For Salford Group and Sask Lotteries, we're going to break. Riders now up a touchdown. 6:18 remaining on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 6:18 remains here in the fourth quarter. Riders with a 24-17 lead. They have scored the only 17 points here of the second half.
Yeah, they've really come out in this second half and put the foot down a little bit, and they continue to capitalize on momentum.
First and 10, Eskimos. They just take the ball following the field goal at their own 35. All the time in the world for Harris. Dumps it off to nobody. That didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. I guess they'll rule it was close enough to Calvin McCarty, but could have been intentional grounding. Second and 10.
They're going to ask Mike Edom to work on his pass rush moves. Mike Edom comes off the middle, and he ends up affecting the quarterback, but he gets blocked pretty good. And if he hadn't been blocked, he might have had himself a sack. So you might have to talk to Charleston Hughes about possibly implementing a spin move or something in his arsenal.
Edom, number one among safeties and quarterback pressures in the CFL this season. Second and 10 from the 35. Four-man rush. Solomon drops out. That ball completed at the 47-yard line. Ricky Collins, 1,000-yard receiver, has an Eskimos first down.
Yeah, since leaving the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Ricky Collins has really found a role for himself, especially here in Edmonton. And this is another good throw and catch. Ricky Collins just sitting down in between two secondary members of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. First down.
Fifth-year man out of Texas A&M Commerce. Under 5:30 to go in the game. Riders up a score, 7 points, in fact. They will give it to Cano. Harris pulls it, threw it behind to Vaughn Smith. Tried to one-hand it instead of maybe spinning to get two hands on it, and incomplete.
Literally last series. Remember when I said there was a little bit of information gathering there and Harris popped out and they might give him some flat protection?
Yep.
That's exactly what they were setting up. That's exactly the play they were setting up, and unfortunately it didn't work out for him. Harris put it behind him, but that's why they were, and you could tell because of the way they Trevor Harris rolled out after. They
okay.
wanted to see what the Riders were going to do. Fortunately now, Riders have been second and 10.
From their own 46-yard line, ball just right to the right of the middle. Oh, someone jumped offside. Cam Judge was lined up at sort of a defensive tackle and leapt offside. This goes against the Riders. It'll be second and 5 now for the Eskimos.
The Riders are blaming the Esks. The Esks are blaming the Riders. The refs are conversating, and the refs and Trevor Harris is doing his best to influence the argument. I'm a defensive player, so I'm always going to say it's the offense that was
offside.
There you go.
Saskatchewan number 4. 5-yard penalty.
And
we'll replay second down.
Number 4 has been so effective blitzing, right? And unfortunately, sometimes as a linebacker, timing is everything, right? And you got to time it up perfectly sometimes, or the blitz is rendered useless because you're late, right? You're ineffective. So that was Cam Judge trying to get there, perfect timing. It doesn't work out, second and 5.
Judge number 1 among linebackers in quarterback pressures in the CFL. Harris changing the play. He's got 3 receivers out to his wide side. Greg Ellingson is the wide receiver there. Give it to Cooper up the middle. Broke a tackle, 55. Ran away from Mike Edom, 50. McCray can shove him out of bounds at the 43-yard line. Big gain for Cooper and a Eskimos first down.
Edmonton's done this a couple times where they've just left the field defensive end to his own accord. And Chad Jeter comes up the field, doesn't get the original tackle on Cooper, and that's what Coop breaks it out and finishes off the run. And they're on the 43 of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders now.
15-yard gain for Cooper, first and 10. 4:26 on the clock. Play action to Cooper. Harris dumps underneath a little screen to a J, 40. They play action into a little screen. Ball is the ball on the ground? They're acting like it is. Between Ganey and a J, lots of bodies pushing it at the 38-yard line. A lot of whistles, too. Ganey says, you heard him there? Yeah, that way. Second down, the officials say, so second and about 5.
What they're going to say is the ball carrier was down by contact before the ball popped out. And Luchez Purifoy is telling Coach Dickinson to challenge it. And Dickie's like, just slow your roll here, brother.
May not be the worst spot, but can you prove a recovery?
Yeah.
And everything
that will
go into
that. Remember, it's got to be sufficient evidence
to
overturn it. And that's despite Luchez Purifoy arguing.
Here's a Jason Moss situation. Second and 5 from the 38. If they don't get this, My bet is he kicks the field goal, and I think that would be a disaster.
Yeah, it'd be
down
Jason
seven.
Moss move.
Three receivers into the short side. They will hand it off to Cooper. He made a man miss, gets forward to the 37-yard line, so he picks up one. It'll be third down. He's going to bring on Sean White with 3:10 to go.
No, he's not.
White ran onto the field expecting to go. Okay, he is going to keep his offense on.
Well, White just bricked a 40-yarder. Why would he give him a 50-yarder?
Well, it's Jason Moss.
Yeah, I know, but still.
He kicked the field goal on first down.
Some sort of element of
do you? I don't know what you're going to finish that with, but do you?
Against you? Let's just hope that the Riders here stop whatever the Edmonton Eskimos decide to do.
They are going to call this the three-minute warning. Riders leading 24-17. The three-minute warning is for Brett Young. Realize your yield potential with high-performing canola hybrids in the TrueFlex, Roundup Ready, and Clearfield systems from Brett Young. Riders up seven, but the Eskimos are driving on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Exactly 3 minutes remain here in Edmonton. 3 minutes standing between the Riders and first place in the West. They lead 24-17. Eskimos have the ball on the Rider 37-yard line, third and four. They are not going to bring Sean White on for a 45-yard field goal. They're going to keep the offense on.
I don't mind that decision either.
Oh, it's the one you have to make. Because the Riders probably won't give you the ball back.
Yeah, not the way things are going.
So you need to keep this ball if you're the Eskimos, if you're the Riders. One play, and your offense has been doing great things this half, can end this game. Cooper in the backfield, three receivers wide. That's where Harris looks. Looking for the slant, the out route to Ellingson. Complete at the 22. Plastered by Luchez Purifoy. That'll be an Eskimos first down at the Rider 22.
That was a really smart play call. They got Solomon Elamimian's eyes looking down, and what they did is they just ran a little corner route to the wide side of the field in front of L.J. McCray, so he didn't have any help, and the Edmonton Eskimos convert.
They bring three receivers off. They go back to that four running back package. First and 10 from the 23. 2:40 remains in the fourth quarter. McCarty and Cooper in the backfield. McCarty now motions back to the field side. Handed off to Cooper, straight up the middle across the 20, down to about the 18-yard line. Solomon's in the mix. Pardon me, Ed Gainey. Looks like his legs caught under a bunch of bodies.
This has become a very physical game on the line of scrimmage for both teams here. Mac Henry doing a great job. Micah Johnson trying to play double teams there. He's down on a knee, and Ed Gainey finishes off the play.
Chad Jeter giving Cooper a little extra business. Second and six now from the Riders 19 left hash mark. They show four, and a fifth man has creeped up to the line of scrimmage.
So they got one safety back there. It's gonna be man on man.
Marshall up in press coverage on that boundary side, looking to the field. In it's Najee, hit by McCray, stopped at about the 12-yard line. That'll be good for an Eskimos first down, 2:05 on the clock.
But a little bit better reaction from McCray, this time understanding that the ball's going to come out quickly. Unfortunately, completed ball was a first down before he got there. Edmonton threatening to tie the game.
Or maybe go for two and go for the win. Just saying. Ellingson is the slot back to the field side. He is set on the line of scrimmage. Harris barking out signals. Riders bring five. Harris looking to the field. In the end zone, caught for the touchdown. Tavon Smith. 12-yard touchdown. Dance, dance. Riders 24, Eskimos 23. And Sean White will come to tie the game.
Seemed like a little bit of an assignment bus here from Saskatchewan. Cam Judge is sprinting as fast as he can to get to a spot. And that spot looks like it was missing a linebacker. McCray and Adam definitely thought there was going to be somebody there. I think Cam Judge might have been the guy who was supposed to be there. Either way, the Edmonton Eskimos are a convert away from tying this game, but there's a ton of time left on the clock.
1:48 on that clock for Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, and Young's Equipment. White missed a field goal. He's missed three converts on the season. The hold is good. The kick is up, and this game is tied. 1:48 remains, 24 apiece.
Nick Marshall, again, I think could have blocked this kick, and he just doesn't try to lay out for it. I'm not sure, maybe it's just the angle that I'm looking at, but that's the second time now we've seen Marshall come clean off the edge and laying out might have blocked this kick. Hopefully it's just the ankle.
1:48 remains. We're going to break. We shall return. Riders need some points to win it. Tied at 24. Are we in fact going to break, or am I just crazy?
Oh, yeah, we're going to break.
On the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 1:48 remains in the game. Now tied at 24 after Sean White's field goal. The Riders will get the ball and will get a chance to win this and take first place in the CFL's West Division.
It's almost, you don't want to say, hey, don't score too quickly here. Right, but if you score, obviously a touchdown is the desired result. Field goal gives plenty of time, or especially a quick field goal gives plenty of time. So you never know. Again, that's why I always say Mark Trestman, right? 57 plus 3. That last 3 minutes is just a game in itself.
Purifoy 25, though, tried to get to the 30-yard line, but he is spun down by Tanner Green on the tackle. Flag down on the very far side of the field. Riders will have the ball first and 10.
During the return, holding, Saskatchewan number 93. Okay. A 10-yard penalty, first down.
Chad Jeter called for the penalty 10 yards from the spot. Riders will put themselves in a hole in a play that could turn out to be quite big, because if they have to punt this ball away,
yeah,
that costs them 10 yards of field position.
Craig Dickinson.
That was brutal. I was not in a good state of mind right there. Not that I wasn't thinking clearly, but I was really upset with that call and upset that we used poor technique to get it. So at that point, tie game, 1:48, you just won a couple of first downs. The same as the Labor Day game where we did the last drive. Just get us a couple of first downs so we can get out of our own end zone and we don't end up giving you an easy field goal out of it.
We've seen them drive this length of the field to win games before. There's no reason to think they can't do it again today. Alexander Gagne down on a knee on the far side of the field. We take a brief injury break. Brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play.
I mean, the Riders are on the 5-yard line. So this is trouble, because now you're looking at it. Let's say they two and out. They give the ball back to the Edmonton Eskimos, right, with about 1:20 left on the clock.
Edmonton has no timeouts.
Yeah, but still, it's a ton of time. So
this is the Banjo Bowl,
one
right?
One of our keys to the game was, hey, string together some long drives, and no better time to do that than right now.
This is the Banjo Bowl, about where they started for that, for Brett Lowther's walk-off run to Pill Country field goal. First and 10 from the 6. Will they start with a run play? No, Fajardo's going to throw slant. One hop to Shaq Evans, incomplete. Yikes.
Craig, you want to string a couple of first downs together, and then Cody bounces his first and 10 pass in front of Shaq, and I wondered, well, what's he going to do if this next pass is incomplete or doesn't go for 10 yards?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, I remember thinking the same thing, Derek. I thought, well, am I going to go for this here? Or, you know, knowing that if we don't get it, we're for sure going to lose the game. Or am I going to punt the football and hope we can get it back somehow? So I remember I wasn't 100% sure what I was going to do, but thank goodness we got the first down on second down and I didn't have to make that decision.
Cody Fajardo.
The first one, I dirt the first ball. I throw it at Shaq's ankles and it just skips to him. And now we're second and 10 on our own 6-yard line. Here I am, extremely nervous. I am just got committed to a new contract, and they're like, all right, here we go. Here's our franchise guy. Let's see what he's about, if he can still win games after we paid him.
So now you're at 1:40. You're at second and 10. So a quick one. And this is a catchable ball. I think Shaq Evans just saw a bunch of green and gold surrounding him, and not saying he made a business decision, but might have gone into it.
Shaq, 5 catches for 158. Needs something here on 2nd and 10. He's a slot back to the short side of the field with Naaman as the wide receiver, who motions down now. Fajardo looking to that field side, looking for Naaman on the hook, because it's Naaman Roosevelt. 18-yard line and a Riders first down, because Naaman does what Naaman does.
Yeah, it was a timing route, and it couldn't have worked out better. This is perfect timing. Fajardo gets some time because the Edmonton Eskimos are only rushing 4. Naaman Roosevelt gets the ball as soon as he makes his turn, and the Riders get themselves some breathing space as they are now on their 19.
It'd be a clunky nickname, but perfect timing and name in Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Are synonymous. 1:23 on the clock. Fajardo, four-man rush. He faces. Guns it for Naaman on the slant, 35, and another Riders first down. Jordan Hoover with the tackle.
Why is it always Naaman? That guy made nothing but big catches last year.
I love Naaman, and Naaman is one of those guys. He is the best in traffic catchers I've ever seen. And he is a guy that will go across the middle. It doesn't matter if there's 30 guys in the middle. He will go up, extend, expose his ribs, and come down with the football. And that's what you got to love about Naaman.
Again, another nice throw from Cody Fajardo. He's getting hit again as Edmonton's defensive line, they win the one-on-one battles on the left, and he takes one in the ribs after throwing this football.
They are just outside the 35. You figure they need the 41, 42. So another 30 yards to go for the Riders. First and 10, 104 on the clock. Fajardo looking to the short side, scrambles out to his left. Fajardo will just dump this one off, throws it away. Second and 10. 57 seconds left on the clock. I think Mike McCullough talked about overtime. I think Mike McCullough called a Rider win in overtime on Ballsy's pregame show. We're 57 seconds away from that.
That's all we need is Mike McCullough to be right. He'll be talking about that for the next 5 years.
From the 36-yard line, pardon me, left hash mark, second and 10. Manny out to the wide side of the field. Kyren Moore and his 11 targets in the slot. Now goes to that wide receiver. Four-man rush. Fajardo looking to the boundary. Shaq at the 50. There's another first down. The tackle by Javon Santos Knox, but Shaq Evans. Another first down. 52 on the clock. Getting closer.
And with what's been synonymous in this game now, Cody Fajardo taking another hit. But again, getting up and continuing to walk down the field. This is one of the toughest games I've seen him play.
Riders need 15, 16 yards from here for a field goal attempt. Blitz coming, six, Fajardo gunning, caught by Kyren Moore at the 42, down inside the 40, got inside Brian Walker, and now, even into the breeze, the Riders appear to be in field goal range.
Brett Lowther, in that situation, are you rooting for the ball to get closer, or are you cool wherever it stops?
That one was a little different because going that way, I don't think a lot of people on TV or even that game noticed. That was one of the coldest games of my life. And I played in a university game in Calgary, where it was the second coldest place on earth in the Mitchell Bowl. And it felt like that day. I wore like a bunny hug had a hoodie on under my gear. First time I ever did that. That way we kicked that last field goal. I was struggling the whole warm up from in the 30s, 35 yarders. We were pushing left, right, they're coming up almost short. Like, the wind was so deceiving that way, and I was definitely hoping we were going to get a little closer.
Big risk from Philip Lawley. He's got a zero blitz dialed up. Edmonton's an off man, and Kyren Moore wins a one-on-one. He runs a quick little corner route at about 12 yards. First down, Riders.
Edmonton has no timeouts. Saskatchewan can run the clock, make the field goal the last attempt. A matter of how far do they want it to be. Fajardo will throw. Outcut, caught by Watson at the 35. He's tackled immediately. So second down, about a 42, 43 yarder now.
So the answer, DT, was a little bit closer.
They went a little bit closer.
Yeah. I think this has been a fantastic drive. Again, I was a little bit concerned about the amount of time that was left on the clock. We're down to 23, and like you said, Edmonton can't stop the clock. It's just, I've been on defenses where you feel like you're the victim of anything that the team's doing as the clock goes down.
Fajardo, double tight end, the two receivers. He's getting under center. It's a matter of where does Lowther want the ball pinned. 9, 8, 7 seconds on the game clock. He will just scoot out to his left a little bit toward the middle of the field. Clock stops, and Brett Lowther, for the second time this season, has a chance for a walk-off.
So, but I've got to tell you, everybody on this field goal team needs to be downfield, because if Lowther does miss, knock on wood, you do not want a game-ending scenario to where Edmonton's running it back the other way. There has to be emphasis on guys getting downfield.
Edmonton puts two returners back. They could well try to punt this ball out of the end zone. Saskatchewan has to be ready for that. John Ryan, the holder, middle of the field, 43-yard line. Brett Lowther for first place in the West. It's up.
Buckets.
And it's good!
Buckets!
Brett Lowther! There's no pill country to run to, but he gets to celebrate the Riders in first place in the CFL's West Division.
Brett Lowther, you said previously you'd never kicked a game winner before. Now you'd already done it twice this season. How do you feel walking on in Edmonton?
We're getting kind of like a confidence about ourselves. I mean, every time we got the ball in the last couple minutes, we knew we were going to get down the field and score a touchdown or kick a field goal to win this game. It kind of became our MO a little bit. So whenever the guys got me down there and got me in range, I knew I had to go out and make that kick for them. And like I said, it was just so cold that night. I would have felt awful if I made us stay out there for overtime or any longer because I just wanted to get out of there.
Oh, they're running to whatever pill country is here anyway.
That is a fantastic finish to a gutsy, physical game. From the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, they earned this victory.
Brett Lowther, 43-yard field goal for the win, a drive that started at their own 6-yard line. The Riders deservedly take first place in the West with a 27-24 win. 12 on the season. Luke and I will talk all about it and so much to celebrate with the Riders being in first place on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.